Christian Ellis, thanks for joining us this week.
Thanks for having me.
Tough one. We were just describing some of it there. You guys are now 1-2. How would you describe the team's performance through 3 weeks?
You know, I think there's, like, obviously it's not good enough. You know, last week we were able to pull out the win. This week we obviously weren't able to pull it out. There's a lot to learn from, but I think there's a lot of good that we see too. It's just putting all the pieces together at the end of the day. And you know, we could say that all we want, but it starts by action first and foremost. So, that's what we're looking forward to doing this upcoming week.
You know, you guys got off to a slow start. Pittsburgh scored touchdowns on their first two drives, but then you had a stretch there where you forced a lot of three and outs. You turned them over. What changed after those first two possessions?
Yeah, no, I think it came down to first and foremost penalties. Penalties, I think, killed us on the defensive side in that first few drives. And then the second thing happened was our players just started making plays. Our guys just started making plays. So I think it, first and foremost was the penalties. And then secondly was everyone started getting playing how we're supposed to play.
How, speaking of the penalties, is that something that on a weekly basis you try to figure out, you know, what is being called this week and what isn't? Because I feel like just from a fan's perspective, sometimes something's pass interference, sometimes it isn't. Sometimes you look at a replay and all that's holding, and then other times it isn't. Is it something that early on in the games you guys are trying to figure out as well?
Yeah, I think it's different from crew to crew. Every crew is going to be a little different in how they call the game and what they let go. So that we do try to understand who's refereeing the game and trying to know who they are and what their personality is like, because it's impossible. Like, those guys have a hard job too. It's impossible to call a perfect game. We try to understand them week to week and understand what we might be able to get away with and what we might not be able to.
You had your snaps scaled back this week. Is that the kind of thing that the coaching staff communicates in game? Is that the kind of thing you kind of know is coming? How does that play out?
That's something we figured out in the game. Obviously, a little disappointed, but at the end of the day, we're just trying to do what's best for the team and move on from there.
You know, Aaron Rodgers has probably been in the league as long as you've been alive. So I'm curious, what was that like going up against him?
Yeah, it was my, I think, third time going against Aaron. He's a great player, obviously. I think he's a Hall of Famer. I think he's a really good quarterback. So it was fun to be able to go up against him. And, you know, obviously, I wanted to win because last time we went up against him was when he was on the Jets, and we ended up winning that one. So, but, you know, it's fun. It's cool.
Christian Gonzalez was back at practice in limited capacity last week. Would you expect to have him back here in week four against Carolina?
You know, that's between Christian, this training staff, and the coaches. I leave all, like, injury stuff to the head man and then to our training staff. So I can't speak on that one.
Okay. Christian Ellis joins us every Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. Christian, thanks for taking the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.